progress will always come from Demos, from we the people.
Greece has made a tremendous comeback. We've worked with them very closely.
The United States recognizes only one legitimate government of the Republic of Cyprus.
Nothing can break the spirit of the Greek people.
Long live the friendship between Greece and the United States of America. Ευχαριστώ. Thank you very much.
I'm Thanos Davelis, and this is The Greek Current. The past week has seen a number of developments on defense making headlines in Greece, whether it's news that Athens will tap into Europe's SAFE program or plans that foresee self-sufficient military units on Greece's islands. Today, I'm bringing Vasilis Nedos, Kathimerinis diplomatic and defense editor, back on our show to break down why these moves matter and look at what else he is paying attention to, including Turkey's deal for Eurofighter jets and its expected response to Greece's new maritime park in the Aegean. Vasilis? Great to have you back on The Greek Current.
Thanks for having me.
Vasilis, Prime Minister Mitsotakis just announced that Greece will look to tap into 1.2 billion euros worth of funds from Europe's SAFE program. What does this mean for Greece's defense sector?
Well, I think it's an important decision because it highlights the commitment of Greece to common European defense policy and European security. It also underlines the commitment of Greece to work alongside with its partners to boost the defense industry. And it's also important because through European Union, there will be a number of projects that are of interest for the Greek security, for the Greek armed forces as well. And I would say that this is a small step that highlights this commitment.
What are some of these projects that Greece is looking to, you know, take advantage of or to invest in?
Yeah, that's a good question, but we have to, you know, we have to sort things out a bit here. The 12 to 15 year plan of expenditure of Greece is around 28 billion already. So the 1.2 billion in loans from the SAFE regulation are, if you compare the two figures, you know, the difference is huge. So we're not talking about, you know, the major projects that Greece is going to fund. And to break it down to our audience, we must say here that, you know, for example, the F-35 that Greece is purchasing will be, you know, purchased with national funds. The pretty much biggest part of our air defense system, anti-drone system, it will be a part of our national plan. But through the SAFE regulation, the SAFE funds, the SAFE mechanism, what Greek companies can do, because this is how it works, the Greek state is securing the loans, and then it provides them to the local industry. So what our companies have already done, a lot of Greek companies have already done, is form consortia with European companies to do projects on the main pillars, on the main areas that the European Union has considered as very vital for European defense. So this is like military mobility, so any kind of vehicle. This is, you know, the European Air Defense Shield. So there you have number of systems. And then we also have things like drones, UAVs, this kind of stuff. So I would bet towards, you know, the military mobility plan, because we have an aged fleet of vehicles, armored vehicles or not, trucks for general use. And we already have a couple of quite serious and big Greek companies that have formed consortia and are part of consortia with this kind of project.
Vasilis, it seems the past week has been delivering additional news on the defense side as well for Greece. You know, looking beyond the SAFE program, you reported on a plan that could see the radical redeployment of Greece's armed forces. That includes on the islands. What are you keeping an eye on here?
Thanks for the question. That comes as a sequence after the announcement that the Minister of Defense has done. And it's about restructuring the main commands in around Greece. So, you know, the first army, which was based in Larissa, Thessaly, is abolished. And it is absorbed by the, let's say, the military command that is already in charge of, let's say, what we call here in Greece, the interior. And this is central Greece, Attica, the Peloponnese, that part of Greece, which is, you know, does not border anything. And afterwards, there is a high military command for Macedonia and Epirus, and of course, Thrace and the islands. Now, the plan that we have managed to present in Kathimerini last Sunday is on making the military units that are based on our Aegean islands completely independent from any outer help.
Vasily, so what does this mean in practice?
In practice, it means that you need to have units that could withstand for a considerable number of days the pressure from, let's say, a theoretical attack. And that is be able to have its own water without disruption, to have its own energy without disruption. In these two cases, we have, of course, the use of solar panels and the use of desalinization machines that would allow the military forces to have energy and water. The next thing is that literally all the crucial infrastructure will be underground. Nothing of importance will be over the surface of the earth. Everything will be in very deep underground to protect from possible missile or other strike. And another ability that has been now developed in the technological center of the armed forces is the ability to grow your own fresh food in tanks that will have their own system about irrigation, artificial light, and all that. And this would help, you know, the defenders of a unit, the defenders of the island, to be able to not only have, you know, this packed food, but also have fresh food. And I think that this is, you know, a plan that is moving forward with speed, and it's indicative of how technology is advancing in every little aspect of life. And not only, you know, in weapons and projectiles and the military equipment.
Vasily, do you also see this as an example of Greece implementing lessons learned from other conflicts in the world that it's observing? I think particularly what we're seeing in Ukraine.
Well, absolutely, absolutely. I have to say here that Ukraine and the ballistic missile attacks and all that in the Middle East, these are, you know, theaters of operations that have drawn the interest of every single country in the world. So apparently, yes, Greece is drawing on from these conflicts, and it is trying to modernize its not only its equipment, but also its approach towards the war.
Vasily, while we're on the topic of the Greek islands, or at least we've touched on them, I want to turn our attention to Prime Minister Mitsotakis' decision to move forward with the creation of two marine parks. And the one of them is in the Aegean and has gotten Turkey's attention. I know Greece is expecting a response from Turkey. Is this something that could disturb the calm in the Aegean that we've seen over the past couple of years?
I think that in principle, what we have seen in the last couple of 2.5 years almost will not be disturbed. And it will not be disturbed because, you know, this, let's say, exchange of maps that has followed all the absolutely legal, according to the international law, decisions of the Greek government, the marine parks included. We also seen some movements from the Turkish side. I would say that it will not lead to any kind of tension on the ground, on the sea. But, you know, it's absolutely a reminder that, you know, Turkey, okay, is not being very active in our territorial waters or our airspace, but the dispute still stays strong, and we still have a long way to go.
Since we're talking about Turkey, Vasily, another issue that we've touched on this show and that you've reported on as well in Kathimerini is Turkey's acquisition of Eurofighters. Is this a new area of concern for Greece, especially when we look at the broader thinking around defense?
No, I would say that it is not an area of immense concern. You know, first of all, let's start with something that I believe must be, you know, always on everybody's mind. Turkey is a sovereign country. They can buy whatever they like. So this is one. The discussion is about why our allies are selling military equipment to Turkey. I would say that right now, if we are discussing about the field of air superiority, so, you know, aircraft, air defense, this is not just, you know, about aircraft. It's about air defense. It's about ballistic missiles. It's about a broad array of things that are connected with air superiority. So in terms of air superiority, Greece is like a couple of steps ahead of Turkey, especially since, you know, Greece is moving forward with the F-35 program. Turkey is trying to get back in the F-35 program. And in the same time, it's trying to find ways to enhance its own arsenal in terms of, you know, military aircrafts. Greece has the F-16 Vipers. We've already, you know, modernized almost half of the number of the 83 aircrafts that in the end of the day will be part of the Hellenic Air Force arsenal. So you see that, you know, Greece is actually miles ahead of Turkey in terms of air superiority. So I would say that the decision to acquire Eurofighters, and of course alongside them, with the strategic importance weapons that these airplanes carry, which is the Meteor missile. We will get to that, I hope, in some next episode. I don't want to get into detail. I would say it's an effort of Turkey to, you know, try to not stay very far behind the Hellenic Air Force. And I think that our allies, both in London and Berlin, because these are the two major countries that are behind the Eurofighter project, do have this in mind. And, you know, besides that, we should also keep in mind that, you know, Eurofighter is an aircraft that Greece was offered almost 25 years ago, and our Air Force decided not to buy it. And we bought another batch of F-16s at the time. There was a reason for that. So I would say that I'm not, you know, a pilot. I'm not an aircraft engineer, but, you know, I'm a journalist and I'm discussing with people or to you know, familiarize myself with some technical details. It's not an aircraft that could be, let's say, a menace to the Rafales that are already in place in Hellenic Air Force arsenal, nor to our F-16 Vipers.
Vasily, thanks for joining us today. Always great chatting.
Thanks for having me.
Taking us to our headlines for the day, Libyan Coast Guard officers have started training on the Greek island of Crete as part of a plan to strengthen cooperation and help the two countries stem a surge in migrant arrivals, Greek sources said on Wednesday. Relations between Greece and Libya have been strained by a maritime boundary agreement signed in 2019 between the Tripoli-based Libyan government and Turkey that looks to split the eastern Mediterranean in two, disregarding neighboring states like Greece and Egypt. Finally, in an interview with Kathimerini, former U.S. ambassador to Turkey Eric Edelman said Turkish President Erdogan will not have a blank check from Washington despite his strong relationship with President Trump. According to Edelman, Erdogan's close relationship with Trump mostly gives him a free pass to continue to pursue his authoritarian agenda at home, imprisoning opposition leaders and making a mockery of the rule of law. That wraps up today's episode of The Greek Current. Thanks for tuning in.